We are holding on the mission of the Aflamed Beis and the Beis, and we move on to Hadas. So it's interesting. I mean, we had in the first Sigya Lulav HaGozel, we mentioned various psulim which you find by Lulav. Gozel, Yavish, Asherah, Unidachas, Niktam Reshe, and so on. And now we get to Hadas. We also mentioned Gozel, Yavish, Asherah, Unidachas, Niktam Reshe, and then we're going to have and the question is, you know, why not put it all together? Learn it all together. Why do we have so many separate Mishnayos? So Rashi, on the next Sigya, interesting, in the third place, Rashi is Ma'ur this question. And Rashi says, V'le'irei v'tani lehu, v'shem v'yesh b'chol echod ma'she ein b'chaveirei. In each one of these Mishnayos, there's something unique. The ilu tzini harabarizol leishayich elabalulav. The anavav merubin alav leishayich elabahadis. We're going to speak about if there's more berries than leaves, that's going to be a local psul to hadas. The tzaf tzafa leishayich elabarava. The arlevitruma leishayich elabesrik. Hiltach itstrichu arba bavi. Hence the need to have four cases. Interesting again why Rashi did it in the third, not in the first, but not in the second. So we have a separate mission. So let's see. How does I go to the Yavish Apostle? Shall I share Shoy Midachas Apostle? Niktam Reisha, if the tip of the Hadas is clipped. Nifritsu, Olav, the leaves have detached. Eshahayu Anovov, Mirubais, Mi Olav. There's more berries than leaves. Apostle. And again, like we mentioned yesterday, with all of these things, we need to think there's only a few potential psulim we can play around with. I mean, either it's a lack of hadar, or we mentioned that at times there can be a psul if it's lekichatama, if it's chaser, or at times we can say because that's just simply not the min that Torah spoke about, and so on. So oishai yuanav murbeis mi alav pasul ve'emiyata nekosher. The Eimemat and the Yomtif. So if you remove these berries, it is kosher. And one of the very important things which this sugya is going to get into is how do we treat articles which could be used for a mitzvah which at one stage were invalid, at one stage they were not, you couldn't use them. They subsequently became valid, and we get into this whole discussion of Dichui Eitzel Mitzvahs, which is a concept which we find by Karbonis. If you have a carbon, it was nira, and we're going to speak about two cases. If it was dochui miyikara, it was never roi, or if it was nira, and then it was nidcha, do we say, even if it's subsequently nira, we say that it's nidcha, and that's something we're going to get into. Al-Kapana, we said that if there's more berries than leaves, it's possible. If you remove those berries, it's kosher. You're not allowed to be memait on yomtiv, you cannot remove the berries on Yom Tov. Why not? So the Gemara is going to say because you're Misakin Mana. That's Daimitz a Misakin. It's like a case of Misakin. And you're not allowed to do that. The Tesis Yom Tov says over here, Vein Mamatin is Yom Tov, because of Rav Davide Misakin. That's what the Gemara says. V'li shorli ambitoich shahutra l'tzerech hutrinam mishli l'tzerech. And they ask this question. We know that there is a concept, as Hashem can learn in Hezekah's Beit soon. There is a concept of mitoich, that even though the pasuk says in reference to Yom Tov, achashe yachal lechol nefesh hu levada yasa lechem, that is a heter to do things which have to do with achal nefesh, nevertheless, says Beis Hillel, kaimon kavasayu mitoich shehutra, the malachas letzerech achal nefesh, it's hutra namish letzerech achal nefesh. So why don't we say, if there is a heter from this particular malacha, which is involved in the removal of the berries, something which has to do with an Eichel Nefesh type of situation, then it should be permitted to do, even for a non-Eichel Nefesh type of situation. So that's what a question which is asked. Says it is Yom Tov that came in the Misakin Mana Lehutter. Misakin Mana Yom Tov. There's never a case. We don't allow, there's no cases of Tikkun Mana that it's mutter, that we would say, mitoich shehutra to do a Tikkun Mana and Yom Tov for something to do with Eichel Nefesh. Therefore, it's mutter to do even for the sake of creating a Haddish or Mitzvah. I see in the Sefer Ha'oris of Rabbi Yashiv, he brings this, quotes this question from the Ritva Neban, and so on. Frank Rabbi Yashiv, Al-Khara Kashaych, Heich Ahutter, Tikun Kalim, Nitzerich, the name, I should say, it's a mistake, the name of the Hutcher Shalit Tzerich. Where do we ever find, what's the premise of this question to say that there's a case which is mutter that we could apply the constant mitzvah? The cause of the imri bina, the misakin mana. What exactly is the issur of misakin mana? Says the imri bina, who mishum bina. Has to do with the malacha of bina. You're building something. You're creating something new. Where do we have a case of binyan, which is mutter letzeh reichal nefesh, famous case? The Gemara says in Shabbos that if a person makes cheese, megaben meshumai, what are you mechuyev if you make cheese? And there's a daya because of binyan. Because the Ram says when you take different halakim and you put them together, that is binyan. That's the famous tesis over there. The tesis says according to this, if a person's house collapses on Yom Tov, he should be able to rebuild it. And mitzech shehutra binyan letzeh reichal nefesh to have cheese. Certainly, with the Raisa. So then, it should be motivin shalutzechad. As long as it's got to be a davar shavu l'chol nefesh, if a fellow's house collapses, everyone would agree that that's a davar shavu l'chol nefesh, and so on. So that's what he says. And therefore, maybe there's makom to say that. Al kaponim, there's a din as to whether or not it is because of bina or not. Al kaponim, Tesis Yom Tov says that we don't apply the concept of mitzech over here, and therefore one is not allowed to be memayat on Yom Tov. Now we might see what happens if a person was, or what happens if, you know, a child is there and sees these lovely berries and takes off several berries, and lo and behold, you know, your hadas is mesukin. What about that? What happens if you did it with intention? What happens if you didn't do it with intention? So we'll have to see.
So there
is the question is if something, do you say mitzvah if it's efshel l'kayim? So that's a big deal, you know, as to whether or not we do, we don't, you know, if it's yeah, well, many problems in that. We'll see. Okay, so we are dining on this particular min. So we spoke about kapos tamarim in the previous sigya, and now we're speaking about anaf eitz avos. Anaf eitz avos. So really, we would translate anaf eitz avos. It's the branch of an eitz avos. It's the branch of an eitz avos. So the actual type of tree, the min that we're discussing, is an eitz avos. And it says you should take the anaf of an eitz avos. So turn around. Tana Rabbanon, anaf eitz avos. So we say anafav chifin es eitzei. So we explain that the pshat in anaf eitz avos means that it's something anafav chifin es eitzei. It's something where the branches or the branches cover over the tree. It's covered over. Rashi says anaf eitz avos shekule anaf. Meaning, like we said, we're not just saying the branch of an eitz avos, but we're kind of using the anaf as if it's part of the description of what the actual tree is. So Rashi says, "Shekula anaf she eitz mechupa ba'alin al yedei shein asuyin b'kli of a sheikh ben alapein." So you've got lots of twigs which cover the branches, and lots of leaves which are braided. It's like the plaita. They're braided. Anav it's avish anav of chayfin es eitzav eiza who have a omer ze hadas. Like we saw in the previous sugya, we had a dion. How do I know that kapis tamarim is referring to the lulav section? So here we're saying, how do I know that anav it's avish is referring to this particular min? Here we say, from the wording of anav it's avish, we say it means a hadas. Says the gemara, ve'eimer zeisa. There's other minim which possibly fit that criteria. Rashi says, across, kulei alin arukin, uritzufin. You've got lots of leaves, long leaves. They also seem to cover the branch, the stem, the twig, and so on. And that we say, but in an obvious valaka. It's got to be done, Rashi says, maisa sheres. Shiyumur kovin ze al ze. So you need to have, like we know, And with Hadas, you've got the three leaves, and it kind of overlaps the next, and so on. It's done in a form where it's plaited, and that you don't have by olives. The Eima Dulva, what about Dulva? It actually says it's eight Armon, Kistanir, which they say is chestnut. Thesis doesn't like that, because he says that clearly would not fit into the criteria. They're not kalua, it's not braided. Kabbalah says with Eima Dulva, but in an enough of Chayfin es Eitzoy, Valeka. No, it can't be that, because you need to have the twigs are covering the whole branch, and you don't find that by this chestnut. Veima Hirduf, not so clear exactly what that is, but it is braided, so maybe that might fit the criteria. Amrabaya Drachid Achinayam Valeka. Like we saw in the previous sugya, when we mentioned maybe it's part of the palm which has a prickly section, we said it can't be because of the Racheda Achinayim. So we see the same thing over here. Rashi says, V'hai Mivriz Baru, and Baru is a Siedayim, Kekotzim. It also, it pierces, it scratches, it's sharp, like a needle, and therefore it cannot be that. So here we add another reason, which we didn't see in the previous sugya, Rava Amar Mi'acha, or Emes, V'hashalim Ehavu. What are we learning out from this? Rashi says, this is something which is poisonous, and something which is poisonous is not a kiyum of emes and shalom. Fine. Tanra bana kalua kemin kliyum v'deim alishal shelis. So it's like a chit platted. It's like a chain. Ze hadis. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov emer anaf eitz avos. So our gerus is eitz shetam eitzay upiryo shaveh. Now, it's not clear, says the Ritva, where do you see in the words anaf eitz avos that it has anything to do with tam eitzay v'piryo shava? That might be something which we see by esrig, but where do you see any remez in the words anaf eitz avos that the tam eitz is similar to the tam pri? So the Ritva says that the gears is incorrect, and it should just say, it should say eitz shanaf of chayfin es eitzay. That is what it should say. That it covers over the branches and so on. Tana eitz always kosher v'shin always possible. So it's got to have this plaited, braided type of form. Heichidam yavayis am Rabbi Yudav who dekayim b'tlasa tarfi. You've got three leaves bikina. Like in one, coming from one base. We know this is one of the important things to look at and to consider when one gets one's hadas. It's got to be mishulish. And you can get mishulish b'kulay and mishulish b'rubay and so on. It has to be that it is mishulish. You need to have three leaves coming from the same base, from the same row, from the same area. Now she says about 5-6 lines at the bottom. Tlasa tlasa mechad kina shleisha alin beken echad, like from one nest yaitz miteich ukitz echad. So that's really coming from one source, from one area, from one row. That is considered to be that it is aves. And so now, Rudev Kahana Omar afilu trei vechad. Now even if you have two from the same area and one which isn't quite on the same level, that is sufficient. Rashi says, Shnei olin ba'uketz echad, ve'ole echad milamata, ve'ole v'recham al shnayim. You have one which is lower down, but it extends up, and it also covers the area of the other two. That is also sufficient. That is also a kiyum of the din avos. Now, says the one amazing thing, Rav Acha Breda Rava Mahadar Atrei V'chad, Hoy Ovenotik Mipum Midrav Kahano. He specifically used something which is objectively bidyevid kosher. It's not quite as good. It's not as mahudr as if you have all three. But the very fact that so said of Kahana, so he went ahead and he wanted to use that which of Kahana said. Either it was to be mefarsim the heter, as an inyan to be mefarsim, something to show that something is mutter, people don't think so, don't know so, or chavivis, because that's what his rebbe said, but that's what he did. So, Amalei Mar Bar Ameimah L'Ravashi, two and one, that's no good. Abba lahu hadas shaita korile. That is something which Abba referred to as a hadas shaita, and that is possible. And that is the way that we paskin. If you look at the bottom, Rashi, Abba lahu detrita had hadas shaita korile, meaning just like a shaita lacks balance and understanding and so on. So if it's two and one, and it's not done in a balanced manner and so on, and that is considered to be a hadash shaita. As you can see, that's the way that we paskin. There is a very interesting tshuva of the Ma'arik, where the Ma'arik he has a discussion as to, is there any way to kind of matter the and to matter the anhaga of the Bnei Ashkenaz. You know, the Ma'arik who lived in Italy. He writes, I'll just read a line or two, just that this is the nice of the tshuva, it's a tshuva in Simim Memalav. Hine emes shema'oid nilhalti al zeh, shrei dover poshetu shahada sheita posel, afbe di ebed, kedemuchach behedye beperek lulva gazel, dektani hasam aves kashin aves posel, va'aloka omar, what's the case? And so on. And he says that even though this is something which in Roiv, Rav Ashkenaz, Rav Medinas Ashkenaz, Yetzes Boy, he is mefalpel as to whether you can find some type of a heter. Lamaisa Yenzav calls a rachid be'enai, and he struggles to find a heter. And we know, as we mentioned previously, that certainly in places in Europe where the climate did not allow certain types of minim to grow, at times they had to make do with what was available. But al kaponim, came along that had this shaita, that if it's two and one, then it's not together mishulish, that is not obvious, and it is possible b'di'evet.
Is that right? Is that the roiv of it? Or are you talking about only the top?
The question is it in roiv or even on top? So we're going to see later on that the very top of the hadas, it's going to be that much more important to make sure that there it's okay. There, it's going to be the place where the concept of hadar is much more apparent and much more noteworthy in din. Tanavan, noshu roiv olav v'nishtar by miut kasha. Says the Braisa, if the majority of the leaves fall off, and there's a miut which remains, it's kasher. Ubilvad shetei avayse kayemis, as long as its plait, its weave, is still makuyim. Like, how does that work? How could you ever have a case where the majority of the leaves of the hadas fall off, but it still appears to be that it kind of retains its plait-like form. Aguva gasha. Armas mashu reiv olav gasha v'hadat tani ibel vajetei avayis aki emes kevin denatri lehu trei avayis eichem mishkachas la. So how could you ever have such a case? Rabbi mishkachas la, meaning if you've got two out of the three which fall off, so how is there a kiyam of the concept of avayis? So Amar Abaye Mishkachas La Ba'asa Mitzra Dekani Shiva Shiva B'chad Kino, meaning the Mitzri Hadas has seven leaves, and if the majority of those leaves, namely four out of seven, fall off and you still have three left, you're okay. B'chinatri Arba Pashuluhu Tlasa, you still have three left. Says Abaye something very important. Amar Abaye Shmamina Hay Asa Mitzra Koshele Shana. Meaning, as we've been saying, there is a potential psul always lurking in the background. Is this in fact the right min? Meaning, is it hadar? We need to check. Is it chaser or not? Is this in fact the min? And we sometimes get this shaila by Aravais. You get things which look very similar to Aravais. Is this considered to be the right min? Zakta Baya Shmamina Hay Asa Mitzra Kasha Lahishana. You see that it's considered to be kasha to be used for Arba Minim, Sithma Pshito. Now, Maudatema Hoyova Isle Shem Levai Lemis Kasha. I might have thought, one second, this is not really Hadas. This is called a Hadas Mitzra. So maybe this isn't kasha. Maybe this isn't the same min. Maybe Taka. It's a problem. Maybe it's not considered to be kosher. And that says the Gemara, Eitz Aves Amar Chamana Mikal Makam. As long as it gets into, it's considered to be an Eitz Aves, as we mentioned, that it looks similar. It has the traits of what we said. Anaf Eitz Aves means it is kosher. Couple of points. Number one, point number one, like we said, let's just see the top Rashi first. Asa mitzra, God la lameitza shal sade mitzich sheyishli mokam potnoi hum ishabeach umatzliach. So, two pshatim Rashi is going to give. The first pshat is not an Egyptian hadas, but milosh meitzar, a boundary. So, it grows by the meitzar, and to the extent that there's nothing on the other side, it's able to flourish and develop. And four more leaves come out of it. That's the first pshat. Lishnachrina, asa mitzra, means a hadas mitzri. It is an Egyptian hadas. And as we're saying that this is considered to be a kiyam of anaf eitz avos. What's fascinating, which Jesus asks, is the Gemara says, maybe it's tak apostle. Maybe it's tak apostle. Why? Because it has a shem levi. It's got a distinct name. Frek tesis, top tesis. Beimah hanami teimah. Maisal gadaituch lemifsle mishem shem levi. Midi hadas ksiv bekro. Meaning, look at it, said the word hadas. I can hear it. One second, this is not hadas, this is a hadas mitzra. Okay, it's got a shem levi. It doesn't say hadas. It says anaf eitz avos, which we're saying it's like the stem, the shoot of a woven plaited tree. That's all it says. So you happen to have whatever of pshat and Rashi you want to go with, but why would you think that the fact that it's called in Lashon Bnei Adam a hadas mitzra, whatever the pshat is, why would there be a reason to pass them when we're not even dining on hadas? Afilu hirdoif, which we don't know exactly what that is, but we think even here of Machshavin and Ilah Mishum Tchsidro Chedach Enoyam. So Tezus blibes by Akasha, like why in the world would we think that this is possible because of Shem Levi? That is difficult in the context of this particular mitzvah. Good. Tan Rabban and Yav Shurev Allah Vinishar B'Shleisha Bade Alin Lachin Kasha. So if the majority of the leaves dry up, and this three badei alin lachin kasher, which Rashi understands that means the three stalks of the hadas. So if three of them left, and there are some fresh moist leaves, it's kasher. Amar Rav Chisda, ubereish kol echad ve'echad. When do we say it's only, as we mentioned, if it's the very tip, the very top of the hadas, like Rashi falling down, ubereish kol echad shiu alin halachin roshei habadin. Again, we're dining on hadar, and therefore it's no good if you've got some fresh leaves, you know, down below. It's got to be that the tip of the hadas is fresh, and then and only then is it a kiyum of hadar. Now we said niktam reishai tani ula bachinina niktam reishai v'olse b'tamara kosher. So now we're going to get into this fascinating discussion of what is the din if you have a chafzishal mitzvah at one stage, and it's going to be very noteworthy when that stage is, but at some stage it was not roy to be used, then something happened and now it became roy. Do we say the fact that it was not roy doesn't bother us, now it's okay, it is okay? What do we say? So zokt the brayta tani ula b'chinen niktam reishiv olsa b'tamara. So even though it was niktam reishis, there was a period in history where you could not have used this to be a hadas. What happened? It subsequently developed a berry. Kosher. It is kosher. Says Rashi. Rashi says, "Va'olse bei tamara kemin tamara ke'ena nimtza ba'ali arava pa'amim ba'alin davuk kemin pri yarek tzevim be'hanashim tzifeim." So there is something which appears to be a berry-like. And the point is, it's green, as we're going to see that in order for even the only type of berry which is going to be acceptable is green berries. Bear that in mind. It might be not, we might have arrived from the Gemara not like what I'm saying, but just bear that in mind. But pashtus, green is the only acceptable color. So it develops a berry. So we learn in a braisa that it's kasha. Bayer b'yirmiya. So niktam reishim erev yomtov, but also be tomorrow be yomtov now. So ask Rabbi Yirmiyahu, let's try and understand exactly what happened over here. It was niktam, let's say an erev yomtov, and then it develops a berry on yomtov itself. Now, that's, you know, but you've already detached, you've already cut it. What's going to grow afterwards, after it's detached? How does that work? Says Rashi, I'll tell you. Rashi says, "Also be tomorrow be yomtiv, mishenegad." So you've already taken it, you've put it together with your lulav, with your aravis. The batalish nami salkebe, it can happen also batalish adrishinim explain, if you keep it in water, and therefore it's able to, you know, it does grow a bit more. So, in such a case, mahu, what is the din? What would we say in such a case? What's the shaila? Yeyush dichuyetz al mitzvahs, oy loy. Is there a concept of dichuy? Is there a halachic concept that's an article, a chefetz shal mitzvah, which at some stage was invalid? Where you could not use this particular item for the mitzvah, and once it's nidcha, it is nidcha. Do we say yeyush dichuyetz al mitzvahs? I like. Let's take a look at the way Rashi and the Shaila. Yesh dichuyetz al mitzvahs. Kolaymar. Kolaymar. Neheges toiras dichuyetz al mitzvahs. Kishim shneheges yitzal karbonis. Meaning this is the concept which we're familiar with in reference to karbonis. Meaning dim nira v'nidches mishin nishchata. If it was at one stage nira, it was a viable carbon, and then it was nidches post the shchita. Amrez yidch, we say, I'm sorry, you can't use it anymore. The suli hader chazi, hachanami. Perhaps you should say over here, hoyo benitcha kishen niktam, being that when it would the top was clipped off, suli hader yimichzi ba'aliyus tamara, we don't allow it to come back and become kosher once again. Now Rashi points out that by karbonas we make a distinction between was it always possible, or was it kosher and became pasul and became kosher again? So Rashi says at this stage of the Gemara, the Hashta, ledig bein dicha mikara lenira v'nidcha, dehai deniktim erev yomtiv lenirim olam. So at this stage, we're not making a distinction because to the extent that it was clipped before yomtiv came in, it was never roy. And agav, we're going to see of these two cases, if something was never roy, or it was roy, and then it was dachui, and then it became roy again, which of those two cases is worse? If it was dachui miyikara, or is nira v'nitcha v'nira? So the second case is worse. If it was nira, and then it was nitcha, and then it was nira again, we're going to see in the sigil that's going to be worse than if it was never roy, and all of a sudden it became roy. You know, now Karbonim says Rashi, at this stage, we are not nachis, we don't differentiate between whether it was dachem ikara, nira v'nidcha, and so on. But that is the shaila. We have the shaila. Yeish dichuyetz l'mitzvahs oylai. Says the Gemara, I can be poshut the shaila. The tifshut lei mihadas nan. I can bring a raya from a sugya in chulin. We know that if a person shechts a chaya or an oif, a wild animal or fowl, one has to be mechasa the dam. This does not apply to domesticated animals, to behemoths. So the Sefer Chinuch, a reason why is because being that really we should be mechasa the dam of all animals. Because ki adam hu nefesh, says the Ramban, and therefore once they became a heter to shecht animals and eat them, in out of respect, out of deference to the nefesh which resides in the dam, one should always have to be mechasa the dam. But being that you would as a mitzvah to be zerik the dam al gabi mizbeach by behemis and so on, so therefore we don't do it by behemis, we only do it by chayis and so on. So it says like this. I'm sorry.
By oifus, we do it not by oifus. Not by behemis, even though
it's not oifus. So
why not do it by
behemis
now?
One, yeah, yes. I mean, the chinuch says this as a tam, as like a time of the mitzvah. Why it was never, why it never applied to behemoths, even though nowadays you're right, we don't have a base in English nowadays, but and that was the reason miyakara, so to speak. So says, well, let's be patient with this now. Kiso v'nizgala, you did kisi adam, and then the wind blows the dust or the dirt off the blood, and once again it is revealed. It is pater menachasis. You are pater. We know there's always an interesting discussion when it comes to mitzvahs. Is the mitzvah the action which you do, or the tzitzah? Is the mitzvah that I cover it, or that it should be covered? So here we're saying, if I covered it, and then the wind blows it, I'm potter. Now if you say that the ikra of the mitzvah is that it must be covered, it's not covered anymore. In fact, it was covered for 5 seconds, it's no longer covered. a kabbalim kisov in his galapatim chaseis kisar ruach chayv lachaseis. But if the wind initially covered over the blood before I had a chance to do the maisa mitzvah, and then it subsequently gets revealed, I have to be mechaseh. This is only if it subsequently was revealed. Meaning, so long as it's covered, I don't need to cover it more. If it's covered, it's covered. And we asked, and we said, why do you have to go ahead and cover it? If the wind covered it, the wind uncovered it, why do I now have to go and cover it? Why don't we say, being that at the stage in history that I didn't need to do kisa because it was covered, the mitzvah was nidcha mimeni, and once the mitzvah is gone, why don't we say that? We'll just read one more line. I'm Rapapa, and Rapapa said, I'll tell you why we don't say that. It must be because they Samaras ain dichoyetzel mitzvahs. It must be that the reason why we don't say that is because there is no halachic concept, unlike korbanis. But by mitzvahs, there's no concept of dichoyetzel mitzvahs. So says the Gemara, so why don't we bring a raya? You have a shayla as to whether or not, in this case, where you had a hadas, and then what happened, it was niktam reishi. And then a berry developed on the hadas, and now we want to know, can you use it or not? You want to know whether there's a musik of dirit lamitzis. Look how we have a raya from here, that Rapapa wanted to bring a raya from this braisa, that ain dirit lamitzis. So that is what the Gemara is suggesting. Let's be patient from here. So the Gemara says, the Rapapa go for me boile. Meaning Rabbi Yirmiya, who posed this question, he himself was Masupik in Rapapa. He didn't quite understand Rapapa. The Rapapa gufi mi boile, meaning Mifshe Pshitale, was it Pashut to Rapapa, the Einet Dichoyetz Lamitzvus, Leishna Lakula, Leishna Lachomra? And in all cases, we will say Ein Dichoyetz Lamitzvus. Be it, I mean, it happens in that case, a chumra is coming out. You must do kisa. And maybe in our case, we'll be meiko to say, you're allowed to use this. So do we say, ein dichu sai lachum esai lakula? Oy doma, sfuki misapkalei. Rapapa himself was misapik. He had a suffik. In which case, lachum ramrinan, ein dichu etzla mitzis. And therefore, you must do kisa. Maybe without a bracha, because it's a suffik. Whereas lakula, leyamrinan. But in our case, well, we're Mesipic, we don't know. To go ahead and say, yo, we're going to allow you to use this Hadas. No, maybe we're not going to be Mako to allow you to use the Hadas. We're not going to say, Yeh, to be Mako. And the Gemara ends off with a Teiku. If you look at the Gilian Hashas over here, Yeh, 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 Mitzis, Ayin, Say, Tadav, Tezvav, Am, Beis, Tezis, Dibra, Mascho, Mesachmo. What's your Gdega bothered with? So Tezus says over there, the din is you have to use a particular type of earthenware keli when bringing the meseta and so on. And the Gemara says if it became darkened and black, you can't use it. The Gemara says that nis achmo became dark, and you put it back in the kivshin, and now it becomes nice and new once again, mau. Says Tesvis over there, Tema. Maishna dekomi boile hacha benir v'cheze v'nira. What l'chad shayla? It was roy. It became dark. You put it in the furnace, it becomes roy again. V'ha beperek lulav agazel kami boilein v'lei ifshit. Over there, it's a boi de lei ifshita. Says Tesvis, v'oid maishna mihad amirin bezvachim. Big dekunashay mekuroyim. If you have torn garments, or it's kind of, it's ragged, it's matushtush. V'avadavadasi psula. Afilachim kibis tishtush. V'gil shayn chazru le'teiron. You can go ahead and bring it back. So Tezus over there gets into the whether or not you are able, there are other cases in Shas, as to whether we do or do not say, yesh dichoyetz lamitzvos. Not why is that not addressed? Why is that not brought over in the sugya? Al kapon, and the Gemara blibes with a take.
Okay. even with the, without the union of different mitzvahs, if, for example, by kissing Adam, if we say that the raisus has been striches kavuna, the fact that the wind came and blew it over, mask hasn't been mekayem the mitzvah because it happened by itself. The
question is, if it happened by itself, he has, it wasn't mekayem the mitzvah. It doesn't make a difference. Even if he hasn't, but right now at this stage, this dam is not dam which is a bar kisui. It's been nitche. It's been nitche from the mitzvah. It doesn't apply to this cheftz anymore. It doesn't apply to this dam anymore. Okay? Once it's mechusa, it's mechusa. So it doesn't make a difference. Nothing to do with mitzvah shrichas kavana. There is no mitzvah at this stage in history. 12 noon, the wind comes and blows, covers over the dam. There is no more mitzvah right now. If I go ahead and I make a bracha and I'm a chasa, it's a bracha levatala mamish. It's no mitzvah anymore. Say there, but it's only at kama that it's only when it's revealed. If it's not revealed, then there's no mitzvah.
Yeah, the year of kasha was also to murder the yom. What happened? It could have been the yom.
Okay, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to a bit more details as to exactly when it took place. Al Gabbana, at this stage, we've said Amazen.
You see, by Mila, that's not the case because there by Mila, if a person is more.
By Mila, there's a din of there's a special din of Atavas Dam Bris, but for the fact that you see that it's a special din by Mila, you know, we don't say this, we don't necessarily say this by in other cases. And you're right, in Echanami, there's a din of Atavas Dam Bris. Al-Gabbanim, so we said that, we have this question. The Brisa said that if it's Niktam Reishai, and then a berry develops on the top, it is kosher. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shaila was Niktam Reishai, Me'er of Yom Tov, also Me'tzmar of Yom Tov, Mau. Is there Dichay Tzal Mitzvahs? Is there not? We're not sure. Can you be patient from the case in Chulin? No, you cannot. And therefore, holding by a Teiku, says the one named Mekatanoi. Lachayra, this is a Machlekes Tanoi, as to whether there is Dichay by Mitzvahs or not. Lene Ketanoi, of Arvalakten, Apostle Divribaz Rab Tzadok, if one went ahead and was Malakit, it is possible, says Rablaz Rab Tzadok. The Chachamim Machshirin, Chacham Sayyid Kasha. Now, Savrua, we thought to say, and we know that pretty much every single Savrua in Shas, with perhaps two exceptions, every time we have a Savrua, we fall off the premise that we thought, the Hanacha. So we thought to say, the Kuliyam Alulavin Tzarech Eged. We thought to say that there's no requirement to go and to bind the Lulav together with the Hadassim and the Arabis. And you might have thought, okay, let's just read the Gemara first. Everyone thought the lulav does not require eged, number one. The im tzimtzaleimet tzarech eged, and even if there is a din eged, the im tzimtzaleimet tzarech eged, loy yalfinen lulav misukah. We are not going to compare and bring across the din of taseh v'lei mina osui, which applies by the mitzvah of sukkah, because there it says, Haga sukkah is ta'selcha, which means that you need to create, remember we said, al shem eschach, kriya sukkah, it's like it's saying, Haga schach, ta'sel, make schach, do an active, positive meister to create schach, as opposed to being, let's say, chaitet, the goddess, removing the inside of the sukkah, so that now, in a passive way, the schach has been formed. Is that a concept which applies solely to sukkah? Or perhaps we should make a comparison, we should be makish, we should compare lulav to sukkah. So in other words, if you say lulav needs agid, I need to go ahead and be ma'agid the lulav with two kosher minim, and I need, and I'm going to kind of say that just like by sukkah there's a din of taseh, and needs to be done in a positive way where it's kosher, when I'm placing the schach down, so too when I'm ma'agid these things together, there's something very special and noteworthy, and it's got to be done in a matzil of kasha. So even if you say that you need to be ma'agid these together, don't get carried away. Don't get too excited. It doesn't mean that this is going to, we're going to extend the din of tasa v'lei mina osui, azevi by sukkah tasa v'lei mina osui. It's got to be done in a positive way. The same thing applies by lulav. And when I put them together, if it was put together, the psul, and now I remove the berries, it's like a tasa v'lei mina osui type of thing. So the Gemara says again, twofold. Number one, I think we thought to say that we do not learn out. We thought to say that we don't learn out of the place. Let's just see a couple of Rashis to get this clear. Rashi says that, let's see the Rashi, it's about 8-10 lines from the bottom, when the lines become big. Lulav ein tzarach eged, v'leishayich bei asiya. The Luki time of the Lazar, the Pasim Shuntah Suleiman Asik of Sulais. Meaning, to the extent that there's a din asiya by Lulav, oh, you need to kind of like bind the Lulav with the other minim, you need to kind of make it into like a chefza. So, ad kama, that you need to do something to create the Lulav together with the other two minim, maybe you could contemplate that the reason why Rabbi Lezer would passel if you subsequently remove the berries is because it's like a tassel limonase type of thing. The nami tzarek eged, and even if he would require eged, even if he requires the eged, filach imishim tassel limonase loy mifsel, the habiti de lixiv tassel. It doesn't say the word tassel in reference to arba minim. And I'm not going to learn out lulav from sukkah. So this is all what we thought to say. So kind of we're trying to isolate the variables. Don't bring that in. Don't confuse the issues with those. Let's keep it nice and simple. We thought to say that everyone says that lulav does not require an eged. And even if it does, there's no tassel, and also type of dinim. If so, in voskit the machlekes, what's the machlekes? Reb Lazar, Reb Tzadik, and the Chachamim. My lab, Akamim, Vagid, and the apostle, Savar, Blessed Rabbi Tzadik says, Amrinan Yesh Dichoy. And this was a apostle hadas. The fact that you subsequently remove the berries, I'm sorry, it's for fallen, can't use it anymore. It's no good. Yesh Dichoy, it's a mitzvah, so man the machshah. Savar, Leom, and Yesh Dichoy, it's a mitzvah. Isn't that the machlekes, says the Gemara, light. The Kuli Alam, I'll tell you, Leom, and Yesh Dichoy, it's a mitzvah. Maybe I'll tell you, that even Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik says there's no dechetzel mitzvahs. The machlekes says gufa. Do we learn out the din of tassav alim and asoy, which applies by sukkah, to lulav also, and say when you go ahead and you kind of make the lulav together with anas and eravas, it's got to be done in a positive way where it's kosher, as opposed to putting it together when it's possible, and then I like remove all of the things which passel it. And to cash it up. That is the shiloh. That's why it passes. So that is one way of explaining the machlekes. We would say you have to be ma'agid it together with the other minim to call yama yalfin and lulav misukah. The shiloh is goofa whether or not must I be ma'agid the lulav with the other minim. Luyitzer, I need to, then everyone would say there'd be a tas of a lemina, also a type of din by my lulav, hadasman, or ravis, and so on. But here the shaila is, do I need to be magid in the first place? Uba plugdu dahi tanoi. Tatanya lulav bein ogud, bein she'ina ogud kasha. Tanakama says, it does not need to be ogud. And it does not need to be ogud. Bein ogud, bein she'ina ogud, it's kasha. Byuda oimer, ogud is kasha. She'ina ogud is pasul. Like, what's Lachar Rebuta is the Chiddush? My time to Rebuta that it has to be Agud. Yalak Lakicha Lakicha, me Agudas Ezev. Ksivach, it says, Ulakachtam Chamiyam Arishim, Uksivasim Ulakachtam Agudas Ezev, Malalon Aguda. It's taken together in a branch with others, together, branch together, bundled together, I should say. Afkan, Aguda is bundled together with the other ones. Rabban and Leslie Lakicha Lakicha didn't hold of this Gzirishava. They weren't the Kabbalists, Gzeri Shava, and therefore there's no such din. Al-Kabana, we don't have a Raya. We thought to suggest, maybe this is a Machlekes Tanoim as to Yej Dichoy, Ein Dichoy, and we said no. There's two ways of being Madcha. Matan Lahodetan Rabban Lulav Mitzvah La'igdei Ve'im Lo'i Agdei Kasher. You should be Ma'agidit, but if you're not, it's Kasher B'dievid. So Mani, who's is like Ereb Yudah, Kili Agdei Amai Kasher, according to Yudah, serious business. It has to be. You have to be magadit. It's possible to be the rabbanin. My mitzvah galvet. We don't see the rabbanin that it's a mitzvah to do. Says the Gemara, "Leilam rabbanin." O mitzvah mishum zekeli vanveyu. Even though there's no mitzvah to do so, we pass like the rabbanin. You can take the lamaisa. You could according to the rabbanin. You could take them just in your hand, take them in your right hand, if you're right-handed, three of them together. They don't need to be bundled together. But nevertheless, says the Rashban at Shuva, very interesting, he says, well, now that we paskin Lulavain Tzach Eged, and you're taking each of them individually, so clears the Rashba, and so on, does that in any way impact the bracha? Bishlam, if you say, like Rabbi Yehuda, the Lulav Tzach Eged, it's clear, it's one thing, it's bundled together. It's one thing. But now there was Lulav Tzach Eged, and really you're taking them by each of them individually. So maybe, maybe not. Says the Rashba, it's a short tshuva. Ein mevarach lebracha achas al kulan. The arbas and mitzvah achas hein. Ein mevarach mal mitzvah achas al kol chelik v'chelik mimena bracha b'fnei atzma. Says the Rashba, this is not the way we pass here, but this is the shita of the Rashba and many opinions for them and so on. The Eina, he says, v'afilu tfilin shol reish v'shol yad shein shtei mitzvahs. The ein ma'akev yizu yizu. If a person only has one, you can put one on there. They're not ma'akev one the other. Kaven she'efsha lichlo shtehen. The bracha achas, you could be koil both of them with one bracha. Avol bishmanich esayad. Va'achak ha'mech shal reish. Heskimu k'tas ka'oinem ha'ravol fas yizal mehem. She'ein mevach al shtehen el bracha achas. O'kedivreim anu noegim. This is our minag. So we say that, even though we say over here that there's no eged and you take each of them can be separately, so to speak, but the Gabi, the Nusach HaBracha, it is one.
The
Shad
of Rabbi
Yirmiyah
was also
the Tas of Leimin HaAsoi. The Shad of Rabbi Yirmiyah was Tas of Leimin HaAsoi. Again, Rabbi Yirmiyah had a question about Yesh Dichui. Right.
What's the Gemara talking about now? That Tasav Leimin also.
No, the Gemara is bringing in Tasav Leimin also in Rabbi Yirmiyah. No, it's not going in Rabbi Yirmiyah. It's going in the Machlokes Tanoim of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadik, and the Chachamim as to whether in such a case, if you were malakit it, do we say? I mean, is the reason why Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadik passed? Is it because of Tasav Leimin also?
To ask you the wrong before.
Yeah, we're still going to get to that. Yeah, we'll still get there. No problem. Fine. Now we said, Oisha, how you anovav merubin. Said in the Mishnah, if there's more berries than leaves, it's a problem. Amru chizadav was Rabbi Nagadol Amru. This is something which Rav said, Rabbi Nagadol. V'amakim yeh be'ezrei. Kadosh Baruch Hu should be misayehem. When is there a psul? Let's say you've got, I don't know, 48 leaves and you've got 49 berries. So leishanu ela b'makom echad. If the berries are in one place, then it's very distinct. But if it's in several places, you've got berries scattered throughout, even though you might have 49 berries, but it's all over, then it is kosher. It is kosher. The box of the gear says Amar Rava. One second, Shnayim Ushleishim Makayimais. How could you say that's kosher? Have you menumer? It's spotted. Uposo Sakrashi. The Lav Hodru. That is not a Mahodur Dika. Hadas. If it's spotted and speckled like that, Shari Anovim Shchayrois Alan Yerukin. You've got the green of the Hadas, and you've got the black berries and so on. That is a problem, that is manuma, that's no good. That can't have been what Rabbeinu HaGadol said. When is it a problem if the berries are black? But if it's green berries, many the hadas, so that's fine. That's not detracting from the hadar of the hadas. Green with green, in the agafen, that is fine, no problem whatsoever. That is kosher. Says the Gemara, and this is what I mentioned before, that what I said is not so poshut. Amr Papa, adumois, red berries, kishchiris damien, are like black ones. And therefore it's a problem. What's my proof? Dam Rabchanin, legabi hilchiz nida. Haidam shachar. If a woman sees black blood, it's a problem. The Mishnah says there's five mini Chamisha mini Adam. There's five shades of red. And the Gemara says, if a woman sees black blood, it's also metamar. Said Rav Chanina, Haidam Shachar Adam Hu, Ela Shalakas, I have a raya, that even if it's black, black and red go together. It's a similar color. And the question is, what is Rav Papa saying? Rav Papa is saying, Adumais, if it's red berries, it's like blackberries, then it's a problem. Who cares? It's not green. So like I said before, Pashtus, we said that the only color which is good is green. But for this Gemara, the Achronim are a little bit bothered. Oh, who cares? You bring a rye from Hilchas Nida, red and black go together. Who cares? And if you can't bring a rye from Hilchas Nida, the main thing is, it's not green. So that is something which needs a little bit of a beer. Let's just continue for a few more minutes. We said Emiyat and Kasha. Now, here we get to the Shaila. Yeah? Emiyat and Kasha, the Matinu Amos, when were you Mamayat them? Which stage did you remove the berries? When were you Mamayat? Ilay Mamikamei, Dila Agde. If you did it before you put them in the Igud together with the Lulav and the Aravais. If you did it then, pshita. So why would it not be good? Rashi says, about 10 lines down, pshita my nifsale. Li mina asu yesh kan. That's not called mina asui. Why? Shari negad behechsher. Alei mishum dichu yesh kan. Shari le karishim mitzvah alei bedichu. If you go ahead, imagine if you will, if on same Gedalia, you remove the berries. It's not called it's dachui. There's no halachic significance. Just like there's no halachic significance to a menorah and the shemen on Rosh Hashanah, like Gabi Hanukkah. There's a Sandish Kandaratel. It's not on Hanukkah yet. So I'm well before. So if you do it well before, of course it's going to be okay. Elamai, what are you going to say? Labasa del Egde. It's going to be referring to once you are ma'agrit together with the lulav and the aravos. Is that the case? Like the Rashi directly across, Vashmin and Hani Haitana, the Lulav Misukkah Lo Yalfinan, Limifsale, we're not going to learn out from Sukkah to say Mishum Minha Asli B'Psul. We're not going to say that. Miu Mishum Dichui Havilan Limifsale, perhaps we might have passed it Mishum Dichui, Shari Nikra Olav Shema Hishaina Psula B'Shas Agidasai. That is a very significant period in establishing whether or not this is kosher or not, when you're ma'agid it together with the lulav and the aravos, and it's done in a matzav of psul, and vaistois, we see that if you subsequently remove the berries, that's not considered to be a problem of dichui, and shema mina dichui mikar lav dichuihu, and so on, and if so, zak rash, even if shit mina palgabi boilon, let's at least be patient half of our shayla of yesh dichui esel mitzvah, so ein dichui. Nifshit least mehachad dicho mikara leyam in davi dicho, because it was never roi, and then you put it in, and then you subsequently remove it. It's not considered to be dicho, and so on. That's what the Gemara says. Ela the boss of the egde dicho mikara, I bazoi tivshemina dicho mikara loyavi dicho. Says the Gemara la oilam boss of the egde. Really, I'll tell you, we are speaking about. Once you're ma'agid it together with the lulav and the aravos. I always said, but one second, isn't this an extremely noteworthy stage when now there is halachic significance as to whether or not this has a potential shame of being a chefetz shel mitzvah and it was dochi b'shas ma'isa? Nein. Ukasav eged hazmana ba'almu. Hazmana ba'alma lav klumu. When you're ma'agid it, you're not doing anything. You assume that when you're ma'agid it together, oh, something very special is happening, and it's kira like, oh, this is the make it or break it stage, and I look at it, was it dochi, was it not? Who told you? Who told you that when you put it together, something very special is happening? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, towards the middle of the page, Gassin la'ilam basad agde v'kosover eged hazmana ba'almo, it's just hazmana ba'almo. Ein agudasi kriya shame liyis chal alav shame lulav posel lidchais. It's not considered to be now that it's a chefza which is posel to say that now it is dachui. Hilke chafilu dachui mi kar ein kan ad shikadash alav ayoim until yom tov is chal. Interesting, we don't have time to get into it now, but the mashmos of Rashi is a night. Meaning the make it or break it as to whether it's dachi is not tezvav in the morning, which is this man when you could do the mitzvah, even at night, the night before, which is fascinating. You might have said, my mechate is the night before, kopanim, satrashi, ein kanachi kadish lo vayoyim, vaydenu bibsulei de kevin de matazman mitzvah. This man has come because it's tezvav, so episode, the time has come in some way, shape, or form. That would be called dachui. Beforehand, that is not considered to be dichui. Okay, I guess we will call it here.